It's Check on Stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. A Bronx man was arrested in Pawling yesterday after state police said he led them on a pursuit that ended with him crashing and troopers finding him in possession with cocaine, a collapsible baton, and marijuana. Hali Sajigi, 23, was charged with fourth-degree criminal possession of a controlled substance, first-degree reckless endangerment, and third-degree criminal mischief, all felonies, fourth-degree criminal possession of a weapon, resisting arrest, and third-degree fleeing an officer, misdemeanors, and unlawful possession of marijuana, a violation, according to police. They attempted to pull him over on Route 22 for a vehicle and traffic law violation, but he then led them on a chase until crashing in Wasaic. He then resisted arrest, according to police, and when they put him in a cruiser, began kicking and damaging the vehicle. He was arraigned in Dover Town Court, remanded to Dutchess County Jail on $50,000 bail. On January 22nd, the New York State Police Bureau of Criminal Investigation investigators attached to the Columbia Green Child Advocacy Center in cooperation with the Columbia County District Attorney's Office arrested Brian A. Graham, 20, of Greenport for rape in the second degree, a Class D felony, sexual abuse in the second degree, and endangering the welfare of a child, both Class A misdemeanors. The investigation revealed Graham had started an online relationship with a 13-year-old victim late in 2016. It later led to sexual encounters between the victim and Graham in 2017. He was arraigned before Town of Greenport Court and remanded to Columbia County Jail in lieu of $10,000 cash bail or $10,000 bond. Graham is scheduled to appear before Town of Kinderhook Court tomorrow at 9 a.m. There will be a photography exhibit at the Housatonic Valley Regional High School Art Gallery. The Two Walls Gallery, which is located in the Housatonic Library, will show the work of Tara Nugent, a graduate of Housatonic in 2009. The show will open from 2 to 4 and then 5 to 7, and refreshments will be served. Nugent, who has a BFA in photography from the Hartford Art School, has worked for renowned photographers as a studio assistant and has shown her work nationally. For more information, contact Warren Prindle at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. Email wprindle@hvrhs.org. The Norfolk Knitters Guild meeting at the Norfolk Library from 3:30 till 5 Friday afternoon. Fire will be lit in the Great Hall, and needles, yarn, and patterns will be available, or you can bring your own. And if you don't know how to knit, they'll teach you. Everybody is welcome to attend. January 26th and 27th in Great Barrington, it's the second annual Radius Playwrights Festival. Berkshire Playwrights Lab presents stage readings of 6 short plays written, directed, and acted all by local talent at St. James Place. Stanford Grange No. 808 will host its annual defensive driving course on Saturday at the Stanford Grange Hall from 9 until 3. $35 per person. The course allows New York drivers to receive a 10% discount off their collision and auto liability insurance and remove up to 4 points on a driver's license for any violations incurred in the last 18 months. For more information, 845-868-7869. On January 27th, the Wasaic Project Millwarming Party. There'll be an opening reception for What We Don't Realize When We See Things, and then open studios and an artist talk with Ace Lerner, followed by live music at the Lantern from 4 till 10 p.m. Indivisible Chatham, New York, is presenting Assemblymember D.D. Barrett of Assembly District 106 at a town hall-style meeting on Sunday from noon till 2 p.m. at the Chatham Firehouse, 2 Hoffman Street. Barrett will address the issues facing New York State in the coming year, discuss voter engagement, and take questions from constituents. The event is free and open to all Columbia County voters. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 40.76 to 26,251.57 yesterday. The Nasdaq starts off today at 7415.06, and the S&P 500 starts off today at 2837.57. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast that'll come your way in just a few moments.